Beate Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate. Kia ora and welcome to a Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. We are a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to talk about topics of social justice, different cultures, our center, and interfaith relations. My visitor today is Daud Azimullah. Daud, a warm welcome and hi to my radio program.
Thank you, Beate.
Daud Azimullah is originally from Fiji and has been representing the Muslim faith on the Auckland Interfaith Council for many years, where he is representing the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand. Daud has served for 6 years as an executive member of this association, and he's been involved in various capacities in the New Zealand Muslim Association since 2000. He was employed for 11 years as senior administrator at the University of Auckland and at Manukau Institute of Technology for 4 years. Daud received the MNSM in 2007, and in 2009 he became Justice of the Peace. That's a long story. It's a lot to say about you. You've been really active in the community, Daud.
Thank you.
And how can you tell us more about the Interfaith Council?
Yes, Interfaith Council really is a very, very active body, and it's comprised of all most of the religions that are available in Auckland. And we have 11 members of the executive, and each one is from a different faith. And we all work together, and it's a very enjoyable situation to be working together. Yes.
How many times do you meet?
We meet at least once a month.
Once a month. And so the people from the different faiths, they come together and discuss on different topics.
Yes. We have different people doing a prayer before the meeting, and they talk about something which is of interest. And then we work together to work out some sort of program which is acceptable to everyone.
So you have a prayer together, although that you have all different religions and faiths.
Well, one person just says some prayer, and one of the things that we do in interfaith is we do not want to convert each other. And we just sometimes talk about our own religion, that's about all. But the idea is not to convert people, but just generally to talk about things and be cooperative with one another.
Mm-hmm. And you are the Muslim representative on the Auckland Interfaith Council. How did you get, appointed, or did you get voted into this position? How did it work?
I got simply appointed, yes.
So is that the head of the association appointed you? Of the Muslim Association?
Well, I represent the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, which is called FIANS.
Mm. Yeah. And how many different groups are there within this association, more or less?
But seven regional associations from up north right down to the south. So in the Auckland region, we've got two. And then we've got one in Waikato area, one in Palmy area, another one in Wellington, another one, two from South Island.
Mm-hmm. And so this, maybe you can tell a little bit more about this FIANS, the Federation of Islamic Association of New Zealand.
Yes.
It's a long name.
The abbreviation is FIANS.
Yeah.
So FIANS is a representative body of all the Muslims of New Zealand, and it deals with the government and any other organization, either or international Muslim organizations. And yes, generally it's there to look after the cultural and the social aspects of the Muslims of New Zealand.
Yeah. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk or visit our website or Facebook page at Te Ngā Kawaiora, Mercy Spirituality Center. My visitor today is Daud Asimola, and he is the Muslim representative on the Auckland Interfaith Council. And the Auckland Interfaith Council has initiated an event called Exploring Sacred Spaces. That's from the 4th to the 12th of November this year. Daud, can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, certainly. Auckland is, you may know, is most culturally and ethnically, religiously diverse cities of the world, with temples, mosques, mandirs, gurdwaras, churches, and the like throughout the city. How we could build a strong sense of community and inclusiveness in our neighborhood. What can be done to help immigrant communities feel accepted and integrated into the social fabric of Auckland, or rather New Zealand? How can misunderstandings or prejudice against religious minorities be reduced or eliminated? One way of doing this was to open the doors of the various places the worship areas in Auckland, particularly, to everyone. And with that in mind, we have initiated something called Exploring Sacred Spaces and Getting to Know Our Neighbors. Okay? And this is from the 4th of November to 12th of November. And the visit would include a tour and a brief introduction of people's faith, wherever we go,
and
their worship practices.
And it's as you said, it's from the 4th to the 12th of November. So it's not a tour that where you visit all the places at once.
We visit various places throughout the week, actually, and we've got about 7 places to visit during the week. And each place will provide a tour, a brief introduction of their faith and their worship practices, and from the host communities, and a chance for people to ask questions and then get probably some refreshments. All visits are free. In the case of one area where we go to the Buddhist temple, refreshments are available, but you need to purchase it for their fundraising. But it's a very minimal cost, I'm sure. We want to encourage people to visit these places. And you don't need to visit everyone, but whenever you have a chance, you can go out and visit any one of these or more of those. Thank you.
And so we're starting, the kickoff ceremony will be in the Islamic Center in Avondale.
Yes, it just happened that way. The first one is at the Islamic Center in Avondale. Then we've got, this is on the 4th of November.
So anybody who wants to come can come to that to the event. It's at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yes,
you
that's
just
right.
Show up at the mosque.
Yes, it is. Anybody and everybody is welcome. Both men, women, and anyone and children are welcome. This is going to be a very short program, probably some refreshments after that. Mm-hmm. But people would have the chance, like I said, to ask questions, and the imam would probably meet people and tell people about how people worship and all that, how Muslims worship. And the same would happen to any other religious places we go to during the week.
Mm. So we'll have the kickoff ceremony and the tour of Auckland Islamic Center. And then we have the next one would be the Hindu temple. That is on the, we have on the 4th of November, we have the Islamic Center, and then on the Hindu temple we'll visit on Sunday.
Yes.
In the afternoon.
Yes.
And then on Tuesday, the 7th of November, we'll go to St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Takapuna.
That's right.
And then we go on the Wednesday, the 8th of November, we'll go to the Sikh temple in Manurewa.
Yeah. Yeah, the next one is at the Holy Trinity Cathedral in Parnell, which is on the Friday the 10th, and it starts at 7 o'clock and finishes at 8. And then the next one is on Saturday morning at the Guangshan Buddhist Temple in on 18 Stencombe Road in Flatbush, and that's Saturday the 11th. It starts at 11 and finishes at 12. And the final one is on Sunday the 12th. That's the last day, and that's at again at the Muslim Mosque in Mangere, at 26 Mangere Road, Mangere, and that starts at 2:30 and finishes at 3:30, and that's the final one.
So anybody can go to all of them, or just pick
one. It's open
one?
It's open, and it's free.
Yeah.
And anyone can come along. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. Yes, it's open to everyone and anyone from New Zealand or anywhere else
can come and visit. And
yes,
and we have one on the North Shore, and the others are all on the other side of the Harbour Bridge.
Yes, well, some on the South Auckland and some on West Auckland side. Yes.
Yeah. And so we have two mosques. Are they different mosques?
They are different places. Yes, different places.
So when I look at the pictures, one looks very plain and the other one looks more Middle Eastern.
Yes, I know, I can see that. Yeah, the first one was originally a church. It was a SDA church originally, the Avondale one.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been sort of made a small conversion to make it easy for the Muslims to use. But apart from that, the building is the same. There's not much change in the building.
Yeah. And so you also have in the Muslim faith, you also have an imam for the different places? So
yes,
different imam in Avondale and in Mangere?
Each mosque has a different imam, definitely, yes.
Yeah. And do you know any details or anything that you can... you already mentioned a little bit of the program that we learned something about the faith. You'd have some parishioners, hopefully, or some members of the congregation coming so that they can exchange, not just with the imam, but also exchange their ideas with other people who belong to that faith.
Yes, I can give you some idea of the program at Avondale,
mm-hmm.
if that's going to help. The one is Avondale. It starts at 2:30, and the address is 122 Blockhouse Bay Road in Avondale.
It's on Saturday, the 4th of November?
On Saturday, the 4th of November it is, yes, certainly. And there's going to be an opening prayers by different faiths. About five different people of different religion are going to say small prayers. And then the imam of the mosque will be introduced, and we'll hear from the president of the Auckland Interfaith Council, and then we'll have a keynote speaker from the Human Relations Office, and then we'll have a brief talk by the imam, who will introduce the religion and will give us a small orientation of the center itself, and then there's going to be bit of refreshments, I hope,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be the end of the program. And that all of that shouldn't take very long, actually. And so people shouldn't worry about timing. There is no. I think the whole thing should finish within an hour or an hour and a half at most.
Yes. So it's really a little trip to have an insight, but it's not that you're taking your whole day for it. So you can visit other places. And it's also, as you said, it's called getting to know our neighbors. So everybody is invited. And even if your faith is not represented within these seven places, because if you're a Mormon or if you are of Baha'i, you're still, everybody's welcome.
Yes, certainly. And anybody, no matter what your religion is, or whether you have a religion or you don't even have a religion, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You can still come and visit. It's not a problem at all. And everyone is welcome. Everyone is definitely welcome.
And it's good that we have a little, some hints. Like, for example, in the mosque, it says, no shorts, please. Or what the Hindu temple says, do not wear shoes in the worship area. So it is good to be aware of that before you come.
There is a small protocol there, because shoes and for women, it'd be nice to sort of have But it's not compulsory, though. So far as mosque is concerned, it's not compulsory, though, how or what you wear. But to enter the mosque, you need to remove your shoes. And it'd be nice if women would wear some longs. It'd be more appropriate, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, it's not compulsory.
Yeah, I think that's with most places that it is recommended that you have decent clothes and you don't come in your sports shirt,
yes,
sports clothes. But yes, and so we learn more about the Hindu, the Sikh, and the Anglican, the Catholic. So we have two Christian churches and two mosques. And I understand that some years ago there was a similar program, but apparently you were going from one station to another and you had a whole day of visiting sacred spaces. So one of the advantages that I see here is that you, if you have many days to choose, you can come to all events or you can pick a few that are in your neighborhood or where you can, where you're able to come. Is that one of the reasons why it's spread out in a week?
Yes, I think the idea was so that you know we can the spread out was the idea was to visit as many places as we can, and whoever made their premises available, we have brought them in. But this is whole idea was to spread it over a week so that people are comfortably. Can comfortably visit places and more than one and give you time, yeah.
I think it's also good because you have, with different religions, you have different holy dates. So,
because this is true, probably yeah. Yes. But for so far Islam is concerned, there is no such thing as a holy day. The only day that is a congregational prayer, which is Friday. But apart from that, one day is no different from another.
I know from some Orthodox Jews who don't want to travel on a Saturday, and on Sunday many Christians are committed in their parishes. So it is easier if it's spread out during the week, because then people can say, okay, I can't do the Sunday, but I'm very happy to come on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday on a different day.
Yes. It's for convenient for people to. If you have a particular day that you can't go, it doesn't matter. You just go another day.
And if it's successful, there will be some follow-ups next year and the year after. Do you think so?
Well, if successful, yes, we want to carry on. Yes, definitely. See, yeah. If it's bigger. Any program that's popular is always repeated.
Yeah. And regarding the Interfaith Council, what fascinates you most? What because you've been now a member of the Interfaith Council for so long. From your experience, is there anything that stands out?
I think so, yes. I should think we get on as people. And we realize that no matter which religion you follow, you are the same. You know, you still do a few things that everyone does. You get faith and information there. And no matter which religion you follow, you still have to. You still enjoy a bit of coffee and a bit of biscuits and things. We still realize that we all are just people anyway.
Mm-hmm. And all spiritual people in a way when you're all at the council.
And that's right. And we all respect each other in each other's religion, definitely.
Yeah. And the other day there were four young people who were on an interfaith tour, and they were from France, one Muslim student, one Jewish student, one atheist student, and one Roman Catholic student.
Yes.
And I found it very fascinating that they had the big faith, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, the faith, the people of the book, if you might call it that, like that, and an atheist.
And they're all getting on so well.
Yes, and they were traveling through the world.
Yeah, they're all traveling together, and they're all enjoying each other's company.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw that, and they all were just like one family.
Yes, and I think that's... Because some people they complain, saying, well, we come to a country like New Zealand and religion is part of who we are, so we can't just leave it behind.
Yes, New Zealand is unique in a way, isn't it? And here anyone is accommodated, and we don't have any problems. We don't have terrorism here, and it's all been so far so good, touch wood.
And then we have to work on continuing like this. Yes. To have that peaceful relationship with each other.
That's right.
And I think that when we say getting to know our neighbors, that really means that we open our doors to the neighbors of different faiths in order to get to know them, and not to be afraid or not to give ground for prejudices.
Yes, definitely. I just wanted to, you want to insist that all visits are free. It's totally free, and anyone is welcome. Anyone. It doesn't matter which religion you follow, whether you, even if you are atheist, you're still welcome to come.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, we have on the poster, which is also on our Facebook page, there is the contact address and the website for the Interfaith Council. The Interfaith Council website is www.aucklandinterfaithcouncil.org.nz, and you can contact NZAIFC. AIFC stands for Auckland Interfaith Council, @gmail.com for any further information. So there's no requirement for registration. If you tell the Auckland Interfaith Council beforehand you'd like to come with 5 people, that's always good, but it's not obligatory. It's not compulsory.
Yes, and also just wanted to add to that is that, you know, for the week of 4th and 12th November, this is, you know, for a program of exploring sacred spaces, the addresses would be on our website as well.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
People want to know and more detail about the dates and the venues. If we haven't been able to catch this broadcast, it'll be available on the website.
Yes, and on our Facebook page and website.
And the Facebook page,
yes. Yes. So there should be any questions, come to the Auckland Interfaith Council, and we hope that it'll be a huge success.
Thank you.
And we'll hope that we'll have many more to come. And maybe next time we have in different churches and different mosques and
yes,
different temples.
Yes, sure.
Because there is a huge variety in Auckland, isn't there?
Yes, I know.
So that it's getting more and more diverse, and I think that it's also a glimpse into different cultures and different countries, not just the religions.
Yes, I just wanted to add that the Auckland Interfaith Council welcomes anyone who wants to join, and they can send in their details and get the instructions from the Facebook page or our website. They send in their email and things, and they are they would be sent emails whenever we have any program like this or any other program.
And there's also an advisory group that comes
yes.
every now and then, and these are people who are not on the Interfaith Council.
That's right. Yes, we have an advisory group, and they come in and give us some advice about what programs we should hold and what we shouldn't. And yes, and also I want to add that last year, February, we held a very successful national interfaith forum here in Auckland, in Parnell. And that was overwhelmingly well attended. And we had just about every faith represented there. And it was in such a demand that, you know, it became just full house. And we had hundreds of people attending, and we had... it was so successful, and people talked about it for a long time.
And so if anybody hears about it or wants to go to the places, it's good. You can take friends with you, and the more people are getting involved, the better. And we are now promoting the exploring sacred spaces in many different ways. But it has to be clear that, as you say, it's open for everybody, anybody. You can bring your friends. If you don't dare to go by yourself in a new place, it's not a problem to come in a group. You just show up. The main thing is you show an open heart.
Yes, certainly. It is open. It is free, totally free. And I don't repeat that. It is totally free. And anybody can come. We bring your friends along, bring your children along. It doesn't matter who you are, what religion you follow. You can just come along to any of these places. and enjoy and learn about their faith.
And if you hear this program, please also spread the news and get others involved, so that we are all, because we are all neighbors of different faiths, different backgrounds, but that we are, that we can be one big family.
Totally.
Thank you very much, Daud.
You're welcome.
I wish you all a good Friday and a blessed week ahead, and I hope to see you at the Sacred Spaces event from the 4th to the 12th of November. And other than that, maybe just a few things from the Mercy Spirituality Center, because we have at the same time also the anniversary of the 500 years since the Reformation. So that's quite a significant date for the Catholics and the Lutherans. And we'll have Nick Thompson is going to come and talk about Luther's gospel, justification by faith alone. And this will take place on Monday, the 6th of November, so it's not colliding with any of our Sacred Spaces events. And on the 30th of November from 10 to 12, I will repeat my talk about the Cathedral of Bautzen, a church that has been used by the Catholics and the Lutherans at the same time for 500 years, which is quite special. And on Wednesday, the 15th of November from 7 to 9 p.m., Deacon Danny Karatea Gotthard will come to our center and give a presentation with the title God Speaks to Me in Maori. He will help us looking at the story of the coming of the Word and Christianity through Maori eyes. For all events at our center, please register with us per phone or per our website, www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. And I hope to see you at the Exploring Sacred Spaces and at our Mercy Spirituality Center. And all the best. And thank you very much, Daud, for coming here.